Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Kiran Kidwai, KirnQudwai. Date of birth is 10/25/1978, date of accident 1/8/2022, date of service is 4/12/2022. History of presenting list, Miss Kiran Kidwai is here for follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident where she hit the median on a freezing rain on 1/8/2022. And then her car slided three lanes and landed up in the other side. And in that process, she injured her head and neck. And she started having headaches along with dizziness and vertigo and other symptoms. In addition, she started having pain in the upper back, mid-back, lower back, and neck area, along with severe headaches. She started having radiation to the left leg and the right leg. According to her, the dizziness is improved, but she still reports severe headaches that have not improved. Headaches are almost like 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the neck pain is 8, mid-back pain 7, lower back pain 7, with radiation to the left hip. And she also reports severe anxiety, panic, and PTSD, when, especially when she's driving or riding a car. Her pain level is between 6 and 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. 60% pains are reported improved, and from physical therapy, empirical and management, areas that are affected are mood, which is 7, the general activity, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, neurology and psych patient reports headaches along with the difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, anxiety. Patient denies any dizziness and vertigo. At this time, dizziness is very minimal. No vision disturbances, no double vision, no fainting, blackouts. There is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and there is no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and stiffness in the neck. She reports a pain in the left hip, but actually it appears that it is radiating from the lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of urine or bowels. In the respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. No frequency, blood in the urine. Pain level in last 30 days remains the same. Medical history, no changes. Surgical history, no changes in last 30 days. Hospitalization, no hospitalization in last 30 days. No weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine, Ultram, and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is in full compliance for the pain medication. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 151/109. Pulse is 60, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical from previous visit of 3/8/2022, dictation number 0312-054. Rest of the physical examination is same along with diagnosis, 0312-054. Plan of care is to continue. Patient did not have a MRI for brain with NeuroQuant and the SWI that is being ordered again, and we are calling the M1 imaging. MRI, complete spine need to be done, and the X-ray of the right hip has been ordered. She has not done them. She was also referred to Dr. Naida Hamid for neuropsych. She has not started that, and I've advised her to do that. Regarding her medications, I have provided ibuprofen 800 twice a day along with the Prilosec and Flexeril at night PRN basis. She has been provided with Paxil 12.5 at night, along with hydroxyzine 120 tablets PRN for anxiety panic relief. She's also provided with gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day for headache relief and neuropathy pains. Along with this, patient is provided with Furoset for general headache relief. The patient is quite satisfied. Her physical therapy continues 3 times per week along with the disability as a light duty only. Otherwise, she is stable. We'll see her in a month's time. Thank you.